It was a win for the West yesterday in the first Group 1 of the spring. The Memsey Stakes going the way of Vega Magic after a bold front-running performance by the big chestnut gelding by Lope de Vega. His breeder joins us on Talking Horses this morning, Wally Daly. Congratulations, Wally.
Thank you very much, and thank you very much. So we were very pleased with the support the Victorian public has given us to it.
And it was a Western Australian quinella, of course, Blackheart Barton. He don't mind finishing 1-2 on occasion?
No, it's, I prefer to finish one. I don't like the number two idea.
Now, tell us the story of the background of Vega Magic and you as the breeder and the choice of Lope de Vega for your mare,
I'm not the only breeder. George, my brother, who was a trainer, a very successful trainer, and has become very ill, but just recently. But he picked out Admirable, who was a Magic Albert mare, and one of the English sales, and she went well. And then we had a horse called Detection by Chamadel, and we one of Sir T's mares, Detection, and we were very impressed with the Chamadel blood and the goes back to the Giant Causeway blood, and we thought, well, Lope de Vega, we saw his record in France and so forth, and when Tinkler bought him out, we thought, well, you know, this has got a big chance, and so we had a crack at it, you know. And I think Australia's very, very lucky in as much as a bit unlike the Americans, we get the best of the English, we get the best of the American blood, since we can pick them, so we were a bit lucky there. It's, you know, it's lady luck sometimes, you know, so that's where it went. But it was George's idea to go to Lope de Vega, and we went and we had three foals, and then we had Admirable Miss. She lost one, the next one. They were very big foals, and then we've got another one at home, and we've got a sister. And so that's a very good decision by my brother George.
And Admiral Bull herself was a very good race mare, a multiple winner in Perth that you also bred and raced.
That's correct. No, we didn't breed it. No, I think that honour goes to Arthur and his brother. What's his name? They with Magic Albert. He's the Magic Albert blood.
Ah, the Mitchell family.
Mitchell family. Yeah, they're very good breeders, you know, and they're very. Probably very good friends of ours in some ways, yeah.
Yes, and your brother George is a real student of Tessio, I believe.
Yes, he studied the books and everything like that. He's he loved race horses. It probably cost us a fortune up to date, but you know, we've struck a bit of gold just now, so it's very good. But George, you know, it's very fortunate because George has been very ill lately. He had a bad hip replacement, which has leaked cobalt into his system and affected his, you know, a lot of his organs and so forth. And it's now the horse is replaying, and it makes George is getting some money together in case the worst case scenario comes. And he's a very happy, you know, it's giving him a real good kick along.
Yeah, it's always a good tonic when you can win a race anywhere, let alone a Group 1. It's your second Group 1 with this horse, who also won, of course, the Goodwood Handicap. His record overall is absolutely outstanding, Wally. He's now won 12 from 17 of his starts.
Yeah, it's a lot better than that if you really analyse, but without going into it, I think he's a very honest racehorse. You can put him anywhere, his cruising speed's good. And he has a go, you know. We think he's a good horse, and he'll always acquit himself well. And we'll see what the future holds, you know. We're not setting too high targets for him. We're just going to take it as it comes.
And the decision to have him entrusted to David Hayes has proven worthwhile. You don't get much better than him as a conditioner of Group 1 horses. And after the race yesterday, he discussed with the Racing.com team some bold plans potentially, and that is that the Everest could be a possibility.
Well, you know, we'll just see what comes along, you know. I'm not going to lose any sleep with the Everest or anything else if it comes along and it's an attractive offer and we think the horse is right, and we'll have a crack at it. You know, there's plenty of other races in Melbourne and that sort of thing. So we'll just see what happens.
And the Cox Plate's been mentioned in dispatches too.
No, I don't think we'll take Wink on this year. I think we might wait a year.
Well, you would have seen her unbelievable win yesterday. What can you say about her?
Well, she's a freak and she's a very, very good horse. Even on soft going, she's got webbed feet, I think. What can you say about a true, very good champion?
It was interesting yesterday that the horse went out in front and made a real match of it in the finish. It would be interesting if you did decide to, or were game enough to take her on in a Cox Plate, you might be able to go out in front a bit similarly like you did yesterday and
I don't think, for a bit of catching. I don't think we'd take her on in a Cox Plate because I think shorter distance we might be tempted to take her on, but not in a Cox Plate.
Yeah. And your own story as a breeder and owner, Wally, in Western Australia, have you had a lot of horses over the years?
Yes, I think there's a history, you know. I've had George's... I caught the disease of George being... I was running business and that, and he always, with the hotel businesses, he always wanted to be involved in horses, and then we had a bit of success with vows and... Sir T and Jack Silvera and things like that. I caught the bug and unfortunately I've got the disease.
And it no doubt was a greatly received performance over in the West yesterday, that of Vegas Magic, because the West often does get a good horse that comes across to the East and performs during spring, and he's the latest of those, Vega Magic.
Yes, I think the West, I've been very happy with the support we've got from the Western Australian public, and I'm very happy with the support we've got from the Victorian public. It's really amazed me why they've supported this horse. It's been very good to see.
So where then to next is the plan with Vega Magic?
There's no plan. We'll take it as it comes. You know, it's been... I've been very impressed by the support in Victoria for this horse.
Yes. No, that's terrific. And you enjoyed the day out in general, I'm sure.
Yes, I have. It's been a nervous day, butterflies and everything like that early in the day. And the joy of winning and the excitement of seeing the horse do it so easy has really made it a very good day.
Yes. And for you as an owner and breeder, is this possibly your greatest highlight so far?
I would say it have to be, yes. We had Jack Silvera. He won about 20 races and 970,000 in Western Australia. And he was a very exciting horse as well. But Vega Magic would have to be the best.
Yeah. Well, congratulations once again, Wally, and thank you very much for taking the time to share some insight into your journey with this lovely chestnut horse. He's going to win you plenty more races, and good luck for the rest of the spring.
Thanks, Joe, and I just thank everybody from the public for support.
That's Wally Daly.